friends. In a recent shiur, we discussed the Tosfos Maseches Rosh Hashanah that talks about the minug, the very puzzling minug that they used to have, that when they're tokel seder abrachas for Malchius, they would just do Tashrat, Tkiyah Shvarim Turat Tkiyah. For Zechroinus, they would do Tashat, Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah. And then for Shofars, they do Tarat, Tkiyah Turat Tkiyah. And that's it. And that's a stira. Because if Trua is Genuchei Gonach, then you're not Yotze Malchius. Because Genuchei Gonach is groans, it's shvarim, what we call shvarim. So you're not yotzei in malchias because the true is mafsik. You're also not yotzei shofres because you're doing turut kia, tkiya turut kia. And if the parish is yilule yolil, that it's whimpering, then you're not yotzei malchias and zechronos. Malchias because it's a hefsik between the true and the tkiyah. And in zechronos you're not yotze because you're doing tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, and there's no true. So how are you doing only tashrat for malchias, tashat for zechronos, and tarat for shofres? So we discussed that at length. We saw tshuva of the Eretz Tzvi and Simon Chaf Aleph Zeir Zeir Gishmak Baruch Hashem. And we had two shiurim. And now we are going to see what he writes in a footnote. And the footnote, he deals with that. And he presents another mahalach. V'nira lefi anius daiti. And this should be a schus for Avi Morani Marasi Sheyichyu, for Moshe Yudah ben Peshedina, for Yechiel ben Shalam, Misli Nishma Serv Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna, Yaakov Shlom Ram and Dov Ber. And it's a schus, once again, to be learning the Torah of Hagon HaTzadik, Rabbi Yitzvi Frumer, Zecher Tzadik V'kol Shlevrach, Hashem Yinkom Damo. So he writes as follows, V'nira lanu zdaiti, L'fi ma shekosev atshumas hadeshen, Huva b'mogin Avram, Simen Reish Samach Zayin. So I want to answer based on the Trumas Hadeshen quoted by the Magen Avram and Reish Samach Zayin with regard to Minchan Ma'ariv. What's the proper time for Minchan Ma'ariv? Does night start at Plag, an hour and a quarter before Shkia, or does night start at Shkia, or at Tzeis? When does night begin? So the Gemara says, Dovid Kamarivit, Dovid Kamarivit. If you want to do from Plag, you could do from Plag. If you want to do from dark, you can do from dark. Da'avid kemaravid, da'avid kemaravid. However you do it is fine. And you can even do tarati desasri. In other words, after plag, you can daven mincha, which would mean that you're holding that it's now daytime. And then before dark, you can daven ma'ariv. It's meaning that you hold that after plag is nighttime. Because there's an opinion that after plag is still day, and there's an opinion that after plag is night. And sorry, it's the Beis Yosef, Rabbeinu Tam, Taz, Sivkot Nalef, Shari Tshuva, Shem Ari, Shasa, Filu B'yomecha, Tarti, Desasri. In the name of the Ari, you can even do on the same day two contradictory things. Daven mincha after plag and ma'ariv before shkia. Crazy or not crazy? That's what it says. It's not crazy at all. The Gemara says David Kamarav, David Kamarav. Charet shver. The Ran says in Pesachim and Kufiyat Chesem and Aleph that when there's a stira, we don't say Safik Durabban and Lakula. And here there's a stira, so we're not making on the Safik Durabban because it's contradictory. If after plag is still day, then you can't be davening ma'ariv, and if it's night, then you can't be davening mincha. So how can you say it's both day and night? When you're davening mincha, you say it's day. When you're davening ma'ariv, you say it's night. Mechitesi, Tarti Desasri. Sorry, it's the Ran in the first parak of Megillah. The Gabe Ayaris Hamasupakos. The Evshal Apotrim Bishneim. The Imkain Vade Over the Rabbanon. Right, if you're Masupik, if it's a Yodalit or a Tesvav, you can't patter both. Because then you're Vade over in a Derabbanon. Sasri Adad, you can't not be either. It's one or the other. You can't be Mavatal the Derabbanon. So you're also, it's one or the other. Don't do it, don't make it both. I'm not the Lokashim Midi. Dine Amogin Avram, Simon Kufnun Tess, Yiv Katan Tesvav. Because of the notal yod of netilah misupekis. Let's say you did netilas yadayim in a misupektik way. Al pidin, there's a suffix if you're yotze. Is it mutter to make a bracha? Says the Magen Avraham, it's mutter. You're allowed to make an al netilas yadayim, even though suffix brachas lakul. Even though suffix brachas lakula. Nevertheless, since you're yotze in this netilah, mitzat suffix derabbanan, lahakel, it's considered kivadai. Like you definitely were yotze, and therefore you're allowed to make the bracha. So if you have a netila misupekes, you're allowed to be notal yadayim b'tayres vaday. B'kach kosev a prima gadim simen kuf samich v'hiskim laze kvot kedushas moran zeicher tzadik l'olam habo. Who's he referring to? The ha'ilaga avnei nezer, his rebbe, the sochet shover, and yaradei shin samich esiv dalid. And in my poor spiritual state, I found in the Magen Avraham, this is the Eretz Tzvi talking about himself, the Eretz Tzvi's poor spiritual state, that on the best day of my life, the most spiritual day of my life, I was not even up to the ankles of the Eretz Tzvi on his least spiritual day of his life. So we're talking here about Amalek Hashem Tzavakos. But I'm just quoting his words, that's why I said those words, but we shouldn't take him face value. Obviously the Eretz Tzvi was not only a Gana Goinim, but he was also a Tzadik Yisod Oilem. So you have to be aware of that when you're learning the Rebbe says that I found in Tosis and Menachos, like the Magen Avraham Mamish, that it's mutter to count Bein HaShemashis and make a bracha, kasfir b'zman azez derabbanan. And even though linyan bracha, safik brachas lahakel, mishum safik lo sisa, we have to say that since you're yotzei sfira, because it's safik derabbanan lakuli, yotzei sfira Bein HaShemashis, it's considered kivadai mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to make a bracha afterwards. Same word over here. You did a suffik netila, but suffik derabbanan lekuli or yotzei the netila b'tayres vaday, and memela, you're allowed to make a bracha also. Another raya from the Gemara, beginning of Tfilas Hashachar, Faraz Machlokas Tanakam Reb Yudah Bisman Mincha, David Kamara b'David Kamara of it. Vayinu mitzat suffik derabbanan lekula the tefila derabbanan. Why is it the Ovid Kamarvid, Ovid Kamarvid? You can do like the Tanakhama, you can do like Rabbi Yehuda. You could dab mincha only before plag, you can even dab mincha after plag. Whatever you do is fine. Because Safik Durabbanan Lakula, because tefillah is only Durabbanan. So once you're in the Safik Durabbanan Lakula world, you can even make a bracha. We say Safik Brachas Lakula, generally, because of Safik Lo Sisa. But if you're Yotze, Yedei Sfira, means of Suffolk Derabbanan Lekula, it's considered like a Vaday Mitzvah and you're allowed to make a Baracha. So when you're davening, you're Yotze Tefillah. So, since you're Vaday Yotze Tefillah, we also allow you to make the Barachas. Suffolk Derabbanan Lekula. Seems that's what he's saying. And once you have a, and generally say suffik brachas lahakol, but okay, when you're doing a mitzvah, it's easier to understand suffik netilas yadayim. So then, You say you're yotzei until stein, maybe you can make a bracha. Suffix sphere somer, you say you're yotzei sphere somer, maybe you can make a bracha. Here the whole tefillah is made up of brachas. But on kopanim, you see suffix derabbanan lakula, tefillah derabbanan, and maybe you can make the brachas. That's what he says. The only problem is, but like we said, there's a chiluk. And the chiluk is that by tefillah, it's all brachas. So how are you allowed to make a bracha misafik? The answer is that since safik derabban and lekuli, you're makayim a mitzvah bevadai, so you're allowed to make a bracha. Like we said, you're makayim the mitzvah of tefillah, and you're allowed to make a bracha. Why are you makayim the mitzvah of tefillah? Because safik derabban and lekula. Well, if he's also shapir, mashemutra lasus afilu tarti desasri yemecha. Now, we understand very well how you're allowed to do tarti desasri on the same day. To daven mincha after plag and ma'ariv before tzeis, because bishleim of the inyan of suffik derabbanan lekula was just a suffik. In other words, we're tola shubofen ha'moil that we're assuming you did it in the effective way. And if so, if you daven mincha after plag, sarach loymar de'adayin yemamahi. If you daven mincha after plag, it's still day. And if so, if you daven ma'ariv, it's tarti desasri. It's two contradictory things, because now you're when you daven mincha after plag, you're saying it's day, and then when you daven ma'ariv, you're saying it's night. But since we say safek derabbanan lekula, it's considered a kiyum mitzvah bevadai. But since we say that safek derabbanan lekula, we say it's a kiyum mitzvah bevadai. Even though kamei shmaya galia, it's different that it's not a mitzvah. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah. So it's not considered tarti desasri. The shneim suffik mitzvahim. Umisafik yotze yidei chovas shneim. In other words, when you daven mincha after plag, so what do we say to you? We say to you, suffik, it's suffik now, it might be night already, but it might be day. So we'll give you the benefit of the doubt, and we'll say it's day, because it's a derabbanan. We give you the benefit of the doubt. And when you daven ma'ariv, it might be day now, it might be night. We'll say it's derabbanan. We'll assume it's night. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt. And therefore, you're yotze both. Since we're only in the realm of derabbanan, misafik yotze dechov is shneim. Doesn't matter what klapei shmaya galia. Klapei shmaya galia, God knows whether after plag is day or night. But it doesn't matter because we're in the realm of derabbanan. We've ruled derabbanan that we were mekel and sfekas. So you daven mincha after plag, we assume it's day, and then you daven ma'ariv before it says you assume it's night. And you can't compare this to the Ran and Psachim and Daf Kuf Ches, that if you have a right, the Ran says that if you have we referenced this Ran before, that if you have we didn't speak it out, that if you have we are Mesupik, should you recline during the first two kosas or the last two kosas? So if you say Safik Durabban in the first two and Safik Durabban in the last two and you're not reclining in any of them, so you're not Mekayim any mitzvah. So there you don't go that far. But here you're doing a mitzvah misafik. It's considered a kiyum mitzvah vaday mitzat Safik Durabban in Lekula. And also the Gabay Yaras HaMesupakos. You can't say that you're not sure if it's your Dalet or Tesvav. So Memela, you're off the hook for both and you're not Mekayim anything. But as long as you're Mekayim a mitzvah, then we say it's fine, as long as even if it's tarti desasri. So you're not Mekayim, so you're davening mincha after plag, davening ma'ariv before tzeis. Since it's a derabbanan, we say you're cool. Since you're Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah, memela, we're even going to let you make the brachas of tefillah. B'tayres vaday. Teres Vaday, we're going to allow you to daven. Since you're doing a Vaday mitzvah, so since it's a Vaday mitzvah, we're even allow you to make the brachas. Ah, it's Tarti Desasu. It's not a problem, because each time you daven, you say, it's only the Rabban. So you could be, Mekil, it doesn't matter what Klapei Shemaya Galia, what the absolute reality is. What matters is it's a rabbinic law. You can be Mekel. So now, let's go to our case. What's our case? Our case is Tkiya Shofar. We asked how you can do, and Malchi is Tashrat, and Zichron is Tashat, and Shofar is Tarat. Tashrat is Tkiya Shvarim Tura Tkiya. Tashat is Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya. Tarat is Tkiya Tura Tkiya. It's a stira. If the correct way is Tashrat, then you're not Yotzei Tashat and Tarat. The correct way is Tashat. You're not Yotzei Tashrat and Tarat. If it's correct Tarat, then how you Yotzei Tashrat and Tashat? So Zemeot Kashe. So again, in the previous shiur, we saw a different mahalach. It was mamish like main olam habit to see this man, the way this man's mind works, and the tremendous pekiyas he has, and the hamtsos and the charifus of this great, great gain. I heard of Moshe, not that Eretz Tzvi needs anyone's haskama, but I heard of Moshe Shapiro, who's a typical, definitely not typical, but who's definitely a litvisher, Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Kollel, Gadol. But I read once when he saw the Eretz Tzvi, he went to Reus von Kailim. He just was Yatzame Akelim Erovit Palut, that he, when he saw the guidance of the Eretz Tzvi. Akoponim, so in our case, what do we have? He writes like this: Kevin the Kaimel and we Paskin, Echad mi divrei Torah, Beis mi divrei Sofer. And that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Dalet. He says, we Paskin, that one Truah is mi divrei Torah, and the two truas, doing two more is only midrabbanan. In kendo shayich lomar, therefore it's not impossible to say, dim nifterenu mitashat, tarat, misafik derabbanan lahakol, gam mitashrat, nifterenu mitamze, misafik derabbanan lahakol, vim ken bito bevadai, mitzvah derabbanan, ze eino. Kol echad safik taratu. When we said safik darabban and lahakel, chashiv kivade tarat. Imkain memanavshach yotze yede chovaso yede daraisi yotze memanavshach, bechad meelo ashlosha de medaraisi bachat sagi. Yotze yede chovas darabbanon, yede chovas darabbanon, yotze yede chovaso bachola gimel. Kol echad chashiv kivade mitzvah medarabbanon. Vavi kigimel tarat shabri dami. So he says like this, it's gevaldik. You're doing Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. Now only one of the truas is Dirabanan, is Daraisa. So in one of these cases, you're doing the correct trua, right? It's either Shvarim Trua, Shvarim, or Trua. So in one of the cases, you're fine. And you're Yotze, you're Din Torah. Because Echad Midivrei Torah, only one of the truas is biblical. And the other two truas are midrabbana. I hear mesupik what the correct trua is. It's perfect. Because every trua is a suffix, suffix derabbanan lekula. So rabbinically, you have three awesome truas here. So you really have nothing to worry about. Midaraisa, you would say, the one trua, one of the three is correct. That's midaraisa. And midrabbanan, you have two more truas derabbanan. So derabbanan, all three are fine. All three count rabbinically because Safik Durabban and Lakula. Awesome or not awesome? Very awesome. V'yesh l'hosif neifich l'zeh. V'fi ma shekasev ha-beis Yosef ha-rachayim simen memvav. B'shem ha-ra'ah. D'mi shemispalel toch zman kriyashma. Ein roi lomar kriyashma b'boker. Etzel atahu. D'mutav yoser lomar kriyashma d'araisel seder ha-brachas. Somebody who's davening within Zman Kriyashma, it's not roy to say Kriyashma in the morning. By Atahu, by Lola Miheodam, because Besser Tzizogin, it's better to say Kriyashma Doi Raisel Seder Abrochas. And if you say Vim Yomer Baborka Lia Kriyashma Doi Raisel Al Seder Abrochas, the Kfar Yotzim Doi Raisel. You say it in Lola Mihei Adam, then you're not going to get the Kriya Shema Seder Abrachas. That's what we discussed in the two Shiurim. We discussed this inyan at length. B'chinam et chazal tikkun l'tkol al Seder Abrachas. Nochen yosef l'tkol tkiya shel Torah. Al Seder Abrachas. So, chazal, we're metaken to blow al Seder Abrachas. So it's more correct to be tokeh the tkiya shel Torah. Al Seder Abrachas. B'kev da minig dilan soiver. K'man deom rechem di b'torah shlami di b'sofrim. Since our minhag holds that one trua is midivrei Torah and two is midivrei sofrim, the other two are rabbinic. V'imken im yitka al malchius tashrat, tashat, tarat, v'yotze bevada yidei choivas tkiya shel Torah, shuv lo ele zechronos shofers. V'shofres tkiyas d'oraisa. If you go in Malchius, and in Malchius you blow all three, you cover ala bases. In Malchius you do tashat, and tarat. So what happens now? You're definitely yotze your tkiyas shel Torah, right? Because you definitely data correct trua, because only one trua is daraisa, and you did one of the three is correct. And then what's going to happen afterwards? Then lo yele zichronos shofros tkiyas daraisa. Then vayter al seder abrachas, when you're doing the tkiyas of zichronos and the tkiyas of shofros, it's not going to be daraisa anymore. You're ready yotze your daraisa al kain. But kavan hihigu, it was with great intent that the rabbis were manig. Sikin Lutkoa and Higu Vasikin, those who are medaktik and mitzis, were metakin, Lutkoa Tashrat Lamalchias, Tashat Lizichronot, Tarat Lishofarot. So you're only doing Tashrat Lamalchias, Tashat Lizichronos, and Tarat Lamalchias. If you can call a chalmelo, Muchuch Menatora, Mitzat Sufik, Svekadaraisa Menatora, Lachumrum. Dabi Kavade Chiyuv, Kamashkasa Vishutaran. Shapir Yesh Bain Lamalchias, Bain Lizichronos, Bain Lishofras. Tkiyas d'oraisa, al seder abrachas. In the Torah we say that sveka d'oraisa is l'chumra. And therefore it comes out that you have to be machmir. You have to make sure you're doing it right. In other words, if I'm reading him correctly, when you're blowing the Malchius, you're doing Tashrat. But that's not enough. You can't stop there. Because you have a Vadei Chiyuv now. You have to go L'Chumra. You have to make sure, remember, one Trua is Min HaTorah. So you have to make sure you're getting that right Trua. So when are you going to do that right trua? So here, each one is b'taras chiyuv, because the tashrat, you're saying maybe this is the right trua, but I still have a chiyuv to do tashat, because maybe shvarm is the right trua, correct trua, and I still have to do tarat, Because maybe Trua is the correct Trua. V'shapir yesh bein l'machis, bein l'chos, bein l'chos, t'kias d'araisa. They're all called t'kias d'araisa. They're all called t'kias d'araisa. Because you have to do all three. And you're doing it al seder abrochas. V'afilu la'rambam. And even according to Moreh of Rabbeinu Anesher HaGadol, the Rambam, who holds b'chol ha'sveikas shel Torah, the minatora l'kula, rak midrabban l'churma. Normally the Rambam holds that all sveikas minatora l'kula, and only midrabban l'churma. But here he holds no, minatora is l'churma. Dim tezel b'kulam l'kula, vadei vatal mitzvah d'oraisa. U'may chazis, alken kan sveikas d'oraisa minatora l'churma. Here, if you go in all cases l'kula, you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa. And my chazis, how can you choose one over the other? And this is similar to the Ran, Gabi Hasebus Arbakosis, that. If you say that you have to recline for the first two, and that's only derabanan, and you have to recline for the last two is only derabanan, you have a suffix which one. So if you make it on both of them, you'll end up doing nothing. And I ask him supakos, you're misupik if it's your dalit, or you're misupik if it's tesvav, and therefore don't read on either. You'll end up doing nothing. So when there's a steer like that, we don't say if you end up doing nothing, we don't say sveka derabanan lekula. So Achinami says there at Svi, Linyan Sveked Rabbanan, Sveked Araisa La Rambam, the Menatara La Kula. But even according to the Rambam, normally we say according to the Rambam, Sveked Araisa Menatara is going to be La Kula. But when there's an inherent Stira, then, in other words, when you can't be Yotze, if you're Mekel, then we say, go La Chumra. And so too in the Pri Chadash he writes, in Kali Sveik Sveika, no Zayin, that when they're sosar each other, we don't say sveka d'oraisa minatora l'kula. Ayin sham, v'asa shapir v'ukafter v'ferach. So in other words, like this. First teretz we said was that you have echad midivrei Torah v'shnai midivrei sofrim. So you're definitely yotze your echad midivrei Torah, because it's either going to be tashat, tarat, or tashat, and you did one of those three is going to be correct. And then the derabanan, your yotze, your two derabanan, because all three are okay derabanan, because fake derabanan is going to be lakula. And then we added that if you, that by tefillah, we say don't be yotze your kriya shema earlier, because you should say it al seder habrachas, seder habrachas makev, so to chazal or metaken, to be tokeh al seder abrachas, so you should be tokeh the tkiyah shel Torah al seder abrachas. And our minag is like the Mandi Amar Echad Midivrei Torah Vishnah Midivrei Sofrim, like Tosis writes. So if you're tokeh on Malchias, Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat, and you're bevadai yotze tkiyah shel Torah, then Zichronis and Shofris are not going to have any tkiyahs d'oraisa. So what do the rabbis say to do? Gevaldik, be tokeh Tashrat for Malchias, Tashat for Zichronis, Tarat for Shofris, and if so, each one is Muchruch min HaTorah to be blown, because Sveka D'oraisa min HaTorah is L'chumra, and therefore it's a Vadei Chiyuv. So in other words, when you blew Tashrat for Malchias, you had to do that because you have a Dver D'oraisa here, but you're not sure yet you're a Yotze, so you have to do Tashat for Zichronos, and that's an obligation. You're not yet sure you're a Yotze, so you have to do Tarat for Shofris, and therefore you, all of them, were chiyuvei d'oraisa. And then the Eretz Tzvi adds something which I don't understand. That's why I'm saying this out loud, that somebody should explain it to me. That the Rambam also holds, in this case, you're going to be, even though normally the Rambam holds sveikas are min HaTorah l'kula, here we go min l'chumra. Because if you don't blow, because if you don't do tashrat for Malchias and tashat for Zichronos, and Tarat for Shofris, then you're not going to be, if you don't do it that way, then you're definitely not going to be Yotze. Like Hasebus Arbakosos, if you don't do the first two because you're Besupik, it's only Derabanan, and you don't recline for the second two kosas because it's only derabbanan, you're not going to recline at all. And if you don't read on your dalet because it's only derabbanan, and you don't read on tesvah because it's only derabbanan, you're not going to read at all. So there we definitely hold you have to be machmir. So here also, if you don't do it this way, first tashrat for malchias, tashat for zichronis, and tarat for shofars, you're definitely not going to be yotzei. So therefore, even here the Rambam would agree that you have to go lechumra. Now why is that? Why if you do tashrat for all three, are you definitely not going to be yotzei? Unless what he means is that you're definitely not going to be yotzei because you're not doing daraisas al seder habrachas. Because you're already yotzei the first one. You're already yotzei when you did your tashrat in Malchius. You're yotzei daraisa. So therefore, when you do tashrat vayter for zichronos, so that's not going to be daraisa al seder habrachas anymore. Because you're already yotzei your daraisa. So even here, the Rambam holds that in order to make sure that you're mekayim the mitzvah. So here you go l'chumra. You say, oh no, maybe it's really not tashrat. Maybe it's tashat. And maybe it's tarat. Because if you do tashrat in all three, then only the first one will be al seder habrachas. But zichronos won't have any tekiyas, and shofros won't have any tekiyas. Maybe that's what the Eretz Tzvi means. But al kopanim is very clear that according to the Rambam, if you hold tzveka daraisa, l'kula min haTorah here, you're definitely not going to be yotzei. And that we can't have. So therefore, you have to be machmir, and you have to go tashrat for malchias, tashrat for zichronis, and tarat for shofars. Hakoponim advarim hayin fly meod. I really, really enjoyed this, and there's a lot more to say. And mitzvah Hashem, we should be zocha lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh, and to see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem bechlal, and the befrat mitaras hagoyin hakadosh, Rabbi Mikozhik lover by Yitzvi Frumer. So Shkoyach Gadol, thank you so much for listening, and Shalom, Shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.